it. I'll just summarize the offer line in there as well. And like I said, I just want to get a little bit more familiar with that program.
Waterberry's just on.
Hey, Don, this is Steve with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
With who? Bank of who?
Cardiff. And it sounds a little weird over the phone. It's like Cardiff by the sea, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. How you doing today?
Really good.
Good, man. I'm not trying to take up much of your time here. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm actually just trying to follow up with you on something. Sent out an offer to your business like 2.5 weeks ago. Just seeing if you had a chance to look that over. What it was just an offer through direct mail. I know you guys get these all the time. It'd probably go in the trash. That's why I'm doing a follow-up here. But it was actually just in reference to some strong borrowing history that you have with GE. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Well, we've been having no problems with GE.
Yeah? Oh, no. I'm not saying you don't have a problem with them. Yeah, this is actually based off of some strong borrowing history that you guys had done with them. So, Yeah. But
my wife saw whatever it was and didn't think it was worthwhile because, you know, she gets all that stuff.
Sure.
She does all the work in the office, and I work back here in the shop.
I gotcha. Okay. In that case then, I know they usually go, that's why I'm doing a follow-up here. But what it was for is capital or equipment, see if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future.
Oh, I see, as far as for buying stuff. Nah, you know, we worked our asses off to get pretty much out of debt, and we pretty much are able to, you know, take care of day-to-day stuff without having to go into debt further. So we're pretty happy with that. So
that's
probably why she didn't do it. Yeah, you know.
Okay. That's a good situation to be in.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. You know, it's tough. But we had drought, and then we had the recession and shit. So,
yeah.
You know, between all that, it was tough. But we managed.
Hey, you guys made it. That's good, man. Yeah, that's where actually our business came about, is because of the recession. I know.
All bet. Yeah.
Yeah, just with the capital loans and all that stuff. Because right now banks are having a tough time, you know, getting people some money. So that's what.
I think a lot of people learned a pretty hard lesson from that recession, and they know it can damn well happen again in a heartbeat. And
there's
probably a whole lot of businesses that are trying to do things differently, but banks were. They were tough. You know, when that first happened, we had a home equity line of credit and all the other stuff, and bam, that got cut off in 10 seconds,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was tough. We were lucky we had a line of credit with for our business, because we've got a really, you know, pretty outstanding credit record. But
that's
but
great.
We had to use one, and but we paid it off and got it done, and man, was I happy to see the last of that payment go, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure, man. I mean, it's scary when business owners got to deal with them all the time when they put up their home equity for, you know, loans.
Well, we
and
actually haven't done that. We just put it up for other stuff.
Yeah.
We just made it work. I mean, we just figured out a way. We had to. You know, there was no choice. It was either do that or go out of business, which I certainly wasn't looking forward to do at all. So
I don't think anybody's looking forward to do that.
No.
Just out of curiosity, did you ever take advantage of the Section 179?
What's that?
On the tax form?
Oh, you know what? I don't do those either. Probably she does. My wife's pretty good about handling all that stuff. Really, I try not to get involved with that. It's not my strong suit. I'm a real good mechanic, but I'm not a real good bookkeeper, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, just to give you a little information on that, what that is, you know, just ever, if this ever comes about, I don't know why it will, but just for your information, let's say if you owe like $100,000 in taxes next year, or for this year coming up, and you buy a piece of equipment, let's just say for like $50,000, now you can write that off.
Sure, I know what that is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So. Yeah, we actually were looking for write-offs earlier this year because we made the mistake of making a small profit. Man, you know you can't do that these days. Shit.
Yeah, government hates that.
I know. We found that out, man. Oh man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think the law that they passed now, or the bill they passed, I think it was last year or something like that. It was like it's for $500,000 now. So like, if you make a profit, like man, do you owe some taxes being a business owner?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I hate all the shit we have to go through with the dicks at running a country.
Yeah, but it's nuts. It really is. Hopefully, it changes here soon. Right on.
All right,
now, I know you're busy, but I do appreciate your time, and you know, if the time ever arises, would it be okay if I just send you one email, some contact information? I don't know if it will ever arise, but
it's always good to have it in the back pocket. My wife will see it. I won't, you know, so, you know, it could be something useful to her. Maybe not. I don't know. But, yeah, I don't care. It's okay with me.
All right, cool.
If you're not supposed to do it, my wife will probably ignore it, and that'll be it.
That's fine. At least I got it out there. At least I did my part of the job,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it'll be a good email for you, Don.
Okay. Take it easy.
Thanks, man. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.